You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Hey guys, welcome to Crayon vs. Culture. I'm LaShonda and I'm here with Victor Emerson and Deja. Today's topic will be about the good, bad, and ugly of social media. So guys, what do you guys feel like is the bad thing about being in a relationship on social media?
Deja, you got this.
Am I the only one here in a relationship? Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
he called you out.
Okay then, okay. The good, bad, and when it comes to a relationship, I feel like don't post everything. Honestly, my past relationship, you know what I mean? I would post pictures and then we broke up. Then I'm just like, damn, do I delete all these pictures? Or if I delete them, do I look salty because we broke up? If I get a new man, how he gonna feel about my old man still being on my page?
Hello.
Does he even care?
Hello.
Like, do you care? Like,
do I care?
Yeah.
I'm petty as hell. I told you before. I'm
petty.
Petty. I'm petty and ready.
Petty patty.
Petty pan over here. No, but the thing about that is I feel like I never did it before. I really just started doing it like last year, and I felt it made a difference in my relationship because before I never did it because I didn't want people in my business. At least that's what I told myself. But I do it naturally. Before, I felt forced, and that made me not want to do it.
Gotcha.
Because I felt like I was trying to prove a point. Like, hey, I love you. Hey, woman cuts Wednesday. I'm like, I still don't do that because I think it's corny. But at the same time, it's like, we put so much energy into social media, and I'm guilty. I think we're all guilty of it. And the issue I have with it is as far as posting your mate, leave it up to your mate. You shouldn't have to force nobody to want to post you. And if they don't post you, it don't mean they love you any less. Some people, I guess, more private. You know what I mean? Some people take shits with the bathroom door open, and some people take shit with the bathroom door closed. That made no sense, but I try to make it make sense. But you get my point, though. Like, some people are more private. Some people want to put their business out there, you know?
I was told one time, I made a flipgram of me and my guy, and he said, post it on social media so folks know it's real. Time out.
Ooh.
That was going to lead me to my question, but go ahead.
Like, it is real.
Yeah, it's very real.
We're in these pictures. We're real.
Yeah.
I made this for you. I mean, one of these pictures, I got my little booty cheeks out. So, no, I don't want to post this on social media because I made this just for you. This is for your eyes only. No one else's.
With that being said, do you guys feel like at times that people use social media to justify or get the attention of their relationship when they could be having real problems, but they want everything to look like glass and mirrors on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I know people who get beat physically.
No.
And they're on social media, they're smiling and stuff. I know people, I know some stories. Like, I know guys that literally cheat on their wives and girlfriend, like, habitually. And you look on their Instagram, me and my family. Like, dude. But then again, who are we to judge them about that? But at the same time, it's like, it shows you how fake that world is. Like, I'm from the Black Planet, MySpace world, when that was real popping. And it was less intrusive. Like, you didn't have to post that. But now people feel obligated to kind of post more personal stuff to make them seem more human. And that's kind of an oxymoron because you're online. You know what I'm saying?
And you're doing stuff for people that don't even know you.
Don't even know you.
And don't even care. But then you get mad when people offer their opinions.
Mm.
Yeah. If you
how does that work?
Yeah, if you never
you gave them something.
Yes, exactly. If you never put it out there for someone to comment on, we wouldn't be having this issue.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm sensitive. So, you know, I've been on this workout healthy kick and I lost some weight. And then some of my cousins be like, look at Slim. I'm like, come on. It's not a compliment. It's like,
it's a backhanded compliment.
Like,
you could have just liked it and kept pushing.
And kept it pushing. And you invite, like, adding on to what you said about you invited people to kind of comment. So when you do post pictures of you or
you open
people,
yourself to criticism.
You open yourself to comment. People say all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's like, you be put a picture of you and some girl put some heart emoji under it. It could be some questions about that. And you feel goofy having a conversation about a heart emoji. But Instagram, social media as a whole is really taking over our lives. And I think we have to just be more careful about how we use this these platforms.
Do you think with that, with what you're saying, like people are using it for the thirst traps, to basically ruin people's home? But with that being said, I don't think you can really ruin a home that's already happy. But let's not go too far from that. But do you think it's a thirst trap per se?
Yes.
I mean, if you like about 10 pictures and the same girl liking all of them with the heart, but she know you got a girl.
Remember that picture from LA when I was doing the whole like. I said thotting.
I
had on gray
pants. You were trolling.
I had on gray. But it was worse. I had to chop off a certain part of the picture because it looked like I was doing too much. Stuff was showing.
Oh, no.
So
golly parts that God put on me.
God's plan.
God's plan. So I had to crop it, but I was conscious about, is this too much or is this like thirst trapping?
You're being respectful.
I was being respectful to, you know, my significant other and to the eyes of people who follow me. Because
I don't want to see it.
My homeboys don't want to see that. My sister don't want to see that. And my cousins don't want to see that. So it's like posting responsibly, you know?
Social responsibility.
And I think people have gotten away from that. And that's like, how you see people posting stuff. And you'd be like, why would you put that on there? But people are so open, but until they think it's a good idea, until they start reading comments and everybody's like, no.
So quick question. I'm going to put my real nigga hat real quick. I'm going to ask a real question to the ladies since I'm outnumbered. So when women post pictures like that with, and I'm not saying it's warranted, whatever, when women post pictures of, you know, being sexy, just poking their butt out, you know, the little butt pose, little side butt. When a cat slides to your DM, why do y'all get mad about that? Why is that like, you know, why you? I understand it. It don't give them a right, but
they being
when
fake.
You're playing with the devil, you might catch fire.
They being fake, and you know why I'm gonna tell you why they being fake? Because at the end of the day, I'm sure because you know we all take pictures. You see it before you post it, and you know yourself. We're all grown. You know what you look like and what you're portraying for yourself. So if you out here. Got your ass out, your tits out, this and other. People going to slide in your DMs. So they just want that attention to be like, oh, look, cuz, look who's in my DM. Look who's doing this, this and other. That's, they want that conversation.
Oh, of course. Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what it is. It's an ego booster. To be like, oh, look what my picture got. Look my picture doing. Look who's in my DM. But at the end of the day, it's like, you can't be mad at the attention that you're getting for what you're portraying.
Hello.
Yeah, and it's addictive. It's addictive.
It's narcissism.
You post a picture, you like.
Who liked it?
Later, who liked it? How many likes I got? How many comments?
I'm pictures? Sorry, ladies. I don't do that. I post for Jesus. I don't do that.
Boy. Says Petty Pan.
Only post for Jesus de Christos. That is all.
For the Lord. But this is a topic that can definitely span. A few more episodes, but for right now, I think we're gonna cool it right here. Deja, give them your Instagram handle.
What is my Instagram? I change it. It's Deja_Montese.
Okay, girl. What about you, Victor
Mine
Emerson?
Mine is sexualchocolate 1986 Pisces. I'm joking. Mine is Victor_Emerson, and that's Instagram and Twitter as well.
And you guys can find me at Patchwork85.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.